It was a thickly forested area, trickles of sunlight sparkling through the conifer leaves. I found a peaceful spot and sighed with relief. As I gazed at the wooded area adjacent to the roadside, something caught my eye. A bit further off the road, on a grassy little knoll, was planted a lone white cross. Decorated with flowers, long since wilted, colorful beads, ribbons, cards, and the remains of several candles burned down to the tin. I called back, "Hey, Guitar John, come check this out." And so we trotted over to the solemn roadside memorial to learn what we could. Turns out he was, of all things, a musician, a local legend, and a highly respected horn man. He was heading to a gig, but he was running late. He ended up here, and that was his fate.
He was heading for a gig, but he was running late. He ended up here, and that was his fate.
Guitar John said he'd heard of him. An older guy, but still handsome and spry. He was on his way to the very club we were heading for. The man could play, or so they say. I myself had never heard of him or heard him play. Wished I had. It was a pity, a true blue pity. But it was time to get a move on. Then, just as we turned back to head to the car, a chilly wind swirled around, blowing a single sheet of music into the air directly above my head. I quickly snatched it up. It was beautifully written out by hand, just like in the old days.